welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. I'm Joel Brookman. Today, I want to talk about your vision of success for your primary relationship. Now, yesterday, we got into your vision of success for your family. And whether you have children or you don't have children, I would argue that the most critical point of family is that primary relationship. Because if you're not getting along well with your significant other, your life is difficult. It's that simple. So the question you have to ask yourself that's similar to what we talked about yesterday with the family is how are you getting along, and how does that compare to what you would consider to be ideal? Right? And so some of the things you want to think about, you know, is there a physical attraction between you and your partner? You know, are you intellectually stimulated by them? Do you find that you're going through life and enjoying it together, or do you find that it's more of a struggle? And do you take the time to step back and appreciate each other? So if you're finding that your actual is different from your ideal, what can you do to move things closer to what you would consider to be ideal? And then start to take action on that. Now, you know, one of the things that I've found since having children is that focusing on my primary relationship, it's difficult. Right? The kids get in the way, everything takes over, everybody's tired, and over time it becomes very easy to take each other for granted. And so one of the things that I've really tried to do is to get out without the children one time per week. So whether it's my wife and I just going to dinner, trying to find some time to spend together alone. Now, what I've been striving for the last few years but haven't been successful doing is taking some vacation time alone with her, because I think just getting away for more than an hour or two to go away for a week, just her and I, it's important. You have to keep that relationship alive. You have to keep it exciting and interesting. Otherwise, we know what happens to people. They start to drift apart. Now, candidly, I'd love to tell you I've been successful in planning this vacation and making it happen, but I haven't. And so I keep trying to do it, and now what I realize I need to do and that I'm actually going to do after today is I'm going to not only plan the trip but work on the logistical side of it. In other words, getting friends and family to watch the children while we're gone. Because the key is to always be fueling that relationship. So you've got to put some focus on that primary. So again, first thing, look at where you are, look at where you want to be, identify the gap, and look at some ways that you can effectuate that. Just like we talked about yesterday with family, we want to do the same thing with your primary relationship. If you've experienced success in this area, I would love to hear from you. Not only can I use some of the advice, I'm sure there's some other people that are listening there that could also use your advice. So just drop me a note. It's joel@joelbrookman.com. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're gonna look at your vision of success for your livelihood. For today, start by doing something that you know your significant other would truly appreciate. Use that as your first step toward continual improvement and strengthening of your primary relationship.